What up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Gym Report. I'm your host, Pablo, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Brian Schultz. Brian, you texted me. Let me go to my phone and see what he did.
I wanted to give you, like, the little... I wanted to text it alongside, like, the audio, like, from the Deadpool and Wolverine of all the characters saying, let's go!
You sent me Amazon Snags live-action Voltron film. For like about a few seconds, just like just thinking about what is happening right now. Live action. I read the article, Brian.
Yeah.
That you sent in terms of who is doing this,
Brian. Yeah, there's some cautionary stuff in here, but
that's what like when I read when you excited as can be until I read the names.
Yeah.
Of who's behind it, Brian.
Yeah, I agree.
That was the most disappointing part, man. Like, I started looking to see if there were any job openings at Amazon so I could be like, yo, this is what you got to do. But, Brian, so tell us how Amazon got Voltron and what's going on and who's behind this.
So this project has been kicking around for a while. Obviously, I mean, there's, as we know, there was Thundercats was kicking around for a while. Looks like that's finally going to get made by Adam Wingard, who did the Godzilla versus Kong movie. So we've been waiting. We've been asking for Voltron for years.
Yeah.
Being like, this is the most obvious 80s IP that no one has tried, right? We tried G.I. Joe's. We tried Transformers. We, you know, we, like I said, we're trying Thundercats.
It's
like
crazy
to
me.
They're leaving this. They're just sitting there. You know, and then like along comes movies like Pacific Rim, and like you're just seeing like versions of this where you're like, the real thing is just right there. Like,
if,
you know,
Brian, if Pacific Rim would have been Voltron, forget about it.
That movie would have made like five times what it made. And by the way, if Guillermo del Toro was directing live action Voltron, we'd be more more excited.
What?
Okay, so, but the thing that makes me overall excited is who bought it, because if Amazon bought it through their MGM, you know, they own MGM Studios now. To me, at the very least, that means this movie will get a real shot.
Yeah.
Real budget. No expenses spared. It will get real promotion. It will be put in theaters. And so it's a legitimate attempt
to do this in a way that
even if like a Netflix had this, I'd been a little bit suspicious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Netflix had this. They really go all out to make this what it should be. Amazon will go all out to put the money behind this.
Yes.
Believing that at the end of the day, which I think is right, it's not just about tickets they sell for the theater. It's about the platform. It's the exposure. There's stuff to be done. I would guarantee they will be doing, you know, Netflix has done Voltron series in the last 10 years. I guarantee Amazon's going to take that over.
Yeah.
Be like, we're going to do this live action thing, but we're also going to have a Voltron universe where, you know, maybe the car Voltron comes back or whatever, you know, they do other things. Now, the disappointment is the director. So they're kind of at the B level here. So Rawson Marshall Thurber. Now, he has done big budget, but he's best known as kind of being one of the henchmen of Dwayne Johnson. Skyscraper, Red Notice. He's
Truck Driver.
He's one of the Rock's guys, like Brad Peyton, Rawson Marshall Thurber. Like, these are the guys who direct. Joan Collette Serra, they direct for The Rock.
Yeah.
So he's the one who's at the moment attached to write and direct this, which in my mind is like kind of a cap on its ceiling.
Yeah.
You know, right again, like another one. Like, if Gareth Edwards was doing this, I would be like, what? Like, could Voltron win an Oscar? Like, you know, but that's not what we're getting.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are finally getting Voltron live action, and it is obviously going to be huge budget, and it's going to be huge. So at the end of the day, I can't be too angry because I waited so long for this. But I do think...
I just don't want a Street Fighter. Go ahead.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. Because you know, I know, you know, we talk about some of the Rock's movies and stuff like that, but the Rock's movies are not Fs either. Street Fighter's an F.
Yeah.
Zero. You know, the Rock's movies are not that bad. They're not good.
But that's what I don't want. I don't want,
you know, but
a not good movie.
No, I get it. Then the flip side would be if Amazon's going to put like Rings of Power type budgetary stuff behind this movie, can it really be that bad? I don't think so. As long as it looks good, this is not that complex a story.
No,
we don't need, you know, we don't need Quentin Tarantino to write this script.
No. So all I want is a scene where they're beating up that dude that's always hanging out with the princess. And then they're beating him up, right? And then the ground starts rumbling. And they're like looking at each other, what's going on? And the dude that got beat up, he's looking at, and he starts laughing. And they're looking at him. What the hell is that? He says, the lions. And then you see the lions just, oh my God.
Look, the tech is there to make this look amazing. Yeah.
There's no, there's no excuse for horribleness here. There is no, especially with Amazon and the bucks that they got, they better, listen, they've built a reputation of putting money behind stuff and making stuff look good. So I like you said, I'm not worried about that. It is, and again, this is not a difficult movie to make in terms of dialogue and things of that nature. Just get me Prince Lothar, Henry Cavill, and we good.
So yeah, I don't know. Do you want to do this now? Because I've got I've got submissions for everyone. But I mean, that's
okay. Let me see.
Half the fun of this movie getting made is who they can get to take some bucks to show up in this. Because this is an ensemble show. There is no true lead of this show.
Yeah.
Like you could argue Lothar he's the lead of the show. Because the team kind of divide the lines.
Yeah.
Whereas Lothar kind of is the lead bat. But I think if they're smart, they got to get a couple heavyweights to show up in this movie. Like real actors to show up and pay real dollars to be like, listen, like you'll get this on the back end. Don't worry. Because people around the world are going to be curious to see what this looks like. And will want to go back to their childhood the first time, form blazing sword and all that. Mm-hmm.
God.
So.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like you can't mess this up. The only way you can mess this up.
You only do that once in that movie. Go ahead.
The only way you can mess this up is if you overthink it.
Yeah.
I got two Lothars. Cavill's. So the weird thing with the Lothars, Prince Lothar has been done in live action already in the last 5 years twice. If you look, so okay. Cavill as the Witcher is one.
Okay.
It's the same hair.
Yeah, it's the same attitude.
Absolutely, it's the same character. The other one that's happening right now is Matt Smith as Daemon Targaryen on House of the Dragon.
Yes.
Either of those two guys are playing Prince Lothar. Yeah. It's just not called that.
Yeah.
So you get me either one of those to do that,
and we're good.
We're already off and running. So again, none of these people will take the role. But we've gone through the exercise on a couple of these, and I think we agree on a couple of them. So, but I got my new lead. He's hot. I don't think he would take the call. But I want Glenn Powell to be Keith.
Nah.
No, I want him to be Keith. He is great as a leader, charismatic guy. You just dye his hair black. He's great as Keith.
I'll tell you who I'd take in. Think about this for a moment. The dude in Monarch, he's the brother of the girl.
The Asian guy?
Yeah. As
Kentaro? That's his name. I don't know what the actor's name is.
Yes,
oh, you want an Asian lead? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we do need a representation somewhere, but I don't know. Powell's played too many pilots. He's never going to do it, but
yeah.
I just think
take the girl, Princess, what's her name? Princess
Allura.
Allura. I would use the girl from Planet of the Apes.
Yes. So she's actually, I have two, depending on how young you want to make. Freya Allen. Fantastic. Yeah, that's actually one of the two. She actually looks very much like Allura with her face. So I do think if they wanted to aim higher, I think Florence Pugh could rock it. I don't know if she would take the call, but I think she would be great. She has the spirit. Allura's pretty feisty.
But the thing
I think Freya Allen looks like Allura, but she's a little softer, like personality-wise. I know that Ciri gets a little feisty in The Witcher, but I think that character is going to be pretty tough in this series, would be my guess. So those are my two. It's funny you said Freya Allen because I had that. I think she's like a hidden gem. I'm waiting for Marvel or DC to kind of make a push for her to do something.
Sven.
I had a, so I don't know. He doesn't really look like Sven, but I kind of had Bill Skarsgård for Sven. Like a goof, kind of like a, yeah. kind of a weird looking guy who sounds weird. Sven was always a strange character to me.
So for Hunk, I would be
Jacob Batalon.
Chance.
Jacob Batalon.
Who's that?
Ned Leeds from Spider-Man.
Yes, yes. I would have him read though, because
that's who I think it should be.
Yeah. The other ones, I'm not sure, but in terms of the villains, Brian, certainly.
Pidge is number five from Umbrella Academy. 100%.
Yes.
100%. Aiden Galaxy.
Yes.
Lance is the one, I think. So, Lance, to me, like, that's where I was like, I don't think that they'd have Keith and Lance both be Caucasian in this day and age. So then I was like, because initially I was like, they could do a Top Gun riff and just have Glenn Powell and Miles Teller be Keith and Lance, but that's not going to work. So I think they would have to flip Lance. That would be my thought. I didn't really have a great one. It's funny, like you had mentioned Jay Ellis for Hal Jordan. I was like, is he too tall to be Lance? I don't know. But he also like kind of thought, I thought he could pull it off. Because Lance is a little more of a hothead in the show.
I was thinking Evan Moss.
Moss Bacharach?
Yeah.
See, the other thing is, how old do you want the Voltron Force to be, right? They're drawn.
I would want him young, yeah.
Young. That's why I was like, I didn't want anyone above like 35 to be kind of in the cast. To be the of those five, I guess, if you will. But
Hagar, you already know my pick. Quantumania, that girl, the one that had her planet or whatever.
Oh,
she was frightening as that lady. That's what Hagar is, frightening, and she just creates road beasts. I don't know how many Voltrons you can do, Brian, because. It's like doing Thundercats. You can't do a lot of Thundercats because all I want is one Thundercat movie, right? Where everybody in the theater is waiting for that thunder. It happens a couple of times in the beginning, but he doesn't get to the hole. He gets, he builds the anticipation. It has to be like Avengers. You have to wait for that moment. You can't do it all the time because after a while, it's like.
So also, that was your Hagar. Part of me wanted Angelina Jolie to be Hagar. Honestly, she would never do it, but I was like, that might be fitting. I had Lee Pace as Zarkon, so he was Ronan in the Guardians of Captain Marvel movie. Because Zarkon to me is like he's big,
he's older though.
But it's all makeup though. He looks like a creature. So to me, Lee Pace is 6'5", and I think the character is important that he be bigger. Then Lotor. Okay. And if you're going to choose Cavill, who's quite large and 6'1", like you need someone to tower over.
I'll see
it. And Zarkon to me had a really deep voice. Like the voice is really what carries it. Pace has a really bass voice. So I like that. And then I'm just playing by the numbers here, but the Quran, that old guy that mentors them. In the castle, that's the one you're talking about.
Yes.
To me, that's tailor made for Liam Neeson or Gary Oldman if they're willing to do it. Like, it's like the classic like old man mentor character who just kind of is like Yoda and sort of sage guy who like hangs out in the castle. But
the way I look at him, he's I always remember him. I know he probably didn't wear one like an ascot.
Well, he always has a collar up.
Yes.
Yeah, he's always got like a trench coat with a collar up.
Like I like the dude from Game of Thrones, the first one. The one that played Bruce Wayne in Titans.
Oh, Ian Glenn.
Yes.
Glenn, I think it was Ian Glenn. Yes. Mormont.
Yes.
Jorah Mormont. That's
yes.
That'd be a good one. Actually, you could do it. That's a good pick. I like that.
Because the thing is, they got the money to pay dues, but...
No, it won't be all.
Yeah. But, pick some dudes that are in good shows and have that look and let him read. But
this is a movie that you can't miss the movie, but you should miss some of the dialogue because you're cheering so loudly in the theater.
Yeah, it's like I don't really care too much about the dialogue. I just care that you set everything up correctly. That's all. Just set it up correctly for the introduction of the lions, because Brian. Voltron has to be, for me, Brian, last probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes maybe.
Yeah. Oh, if you he should not show up till the last act of this movie, and that should leave you wanting more, and that's how you make a sequel.
Yes.
But this is also my other key note for them is do not pull a Michael Bay Transformers on the designs. To me, Voltron was a perfect toy.
Yeah.
Like a perfect design. Yeah. Just make them as they were. Make the lions look exactly as they were in the 80s show. It will work just fine. The robot's face is great. Sword is great. Don't change it. Don't modernize
it. Yeah. 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 But they will.
The beast, you can do anything, right? The beast, like in the show, they did anything. I don't care. Whatever you want to do with the robot beast is fine to me. That, you know, that you can have all the fun you want with, but not Voltron. If I see like some like, what is this? We're calling it Volt. Like, it's like, that's what I said. The Transformers movie, it's unforgivable. It's like, we're calling this Megatron. We're calling it Starscream. They don't look anything like characters, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They can't mess with the design, the colors, none of that.
No. And you're right. There needs to be some good scenes of action with just the lions. Critical. Don't skip that step.
I'm telling you, man.
And give me the full, when they go in those magical tubes that somehow take them all around the planet in like 2 seconds. Like, give me the whole ride with the keys and everything.
Yeah, man. And take me to that planet and we're going to be okay.
Oh, that's the other thing. You're 100% right. If this show sets foot on Earth, I'm out.
Oh,
this
movie's
out, I'm out.
No.
If I see like, hey, our entry to the Voltron universe is like some kids in the neighborhood growing up in Queens, like, no.
I am so out, and I'm going to be boisterous about it too.
We will be demanding. He will be fired right and left if that's the way they go. Yeah,
yeah, man.
He's defender of the universe, not of Earth.
Yeah, he's like, yo, why you got to bring me back here again, yo? I know where I'm at. I got enough troubles here. Anyway, certainly Brian.
And by the way, first trailer for this. Oh my god. I don't know.
This is the problem with the trailer, Brian, that they're going to show him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is they can't show the full robot. You're right. They shouldn't. They got to give you a tease of something without giving it away. But it's hard to do that. I don't know how you do that. I mean, they did it with Godzilla, I guess. The Godzilla movie, they really didn't show him that much.
You could do it with like the lions only, like showing like the eyes just lighting up. And,
Yeah, exactly.
You can do little things here to make it.
You don't need three trailers for this movie if you're smart. You should not be over promoting. Oh, you over promote it, but you don't promote it that way.
Yeah. It's quite astonishing to me that this hasn't gotten a lot of attention, Brian. Not a lot of people are talking about this, and it's fine.
Yeah, that's all right. When they bring a teaser to Hall H, everybody's
gonna go crazy.
Then it's on.
Everybody's gonna go crazy, and we're gonna be like, what did you expect? Amazon, they make everything as top tier as they possibly can, Brian. You know, obviously you don't have the name behind it that gives you a lot of faith in terms of the story, maybe, but this is the type of movie that you don't really need a Ridley Scott on it. You know what I'm saying?
I would be perplexed if it was like Christopher Nolan's doing a Voltron movie. I'd be like, what? Like, why? It's not for those. That's what I said. Del Toro, because he had done. Part of me wonders if Del Toro really wanted to do Voltron and like couldn't.
That movie
is like trending pretty darn close to some of the ideas of Voltron. It makes me wonder.
Yeah, man. I would ask that. If we were to get him on our show and ask him 5 questions, that would be one of them. But let us know in the comment section below if you guys have caught up with the news that Amazon snags live action Voltron Force film. What are your expectations? What is it that you want to see? We can only see one form, Blazing Sword. We can't see too many of those.
I'll form the head. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you, that should be screamed in unison in the theaters, Brian.
100%. Because they do the whole thing where it's like form, feet, head, arm. Yeah, everything. Yeah, everything. It's perfect. Because that's why you're right. It's the same with Thundercats, right? It's Sword of Omen, Sight Beyond Sight. There's these phrases in those shows that are just epic.
Yeah, man. You know how many times they did that? Sword of Omen, Sight Beyond Sight, and Thundercats. How many Thundercats hold did we get? Hundreds. And then, honestly, we didn't really care too much. We just liked this, it's about to go down. And we got it. For the theaters, we can only get one of those, probably. And
I think Thundercats is harder. I actually think it's harder because the animation required, the effects required to make the characters move tactile and real and move well, to me, is harder than what's required in Voltron.
Certainly. Cats messed it up for everybody. But let us know in the comment section below what you guys think of Voltron and this announcement that Amazon is going to do it. Listen, when it gets officially announced as to when a date or trailer, we told you that this was happening. We've been wanting this for years, and finally they've heard our call, Brian. So let us know in the comment section below who you cast as some of the characters for the Voltron Force. How would you see this movie play out? If it's on Earth, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because, you know, that's the rumor, Brian, with the He-Man movie, Brian.
They're going back to Earth?
That's what I read. It's some craziness. The sword gets lost and is on.
They did that in the Dolph Lundgren movie.
They did that in Thor.
What's wrong with Eternia? Eternia is a cool place.
I always said, if you did Eternia the way you did Pandora, we're good.
And by the way, that's the most profitable filmmaker of all time. And where does he not set foot? Earth.
He goes away.
He builds a world. That's the point. It's an escape to another place. Use your freaking imagination. Hollywood is so frustrating sometimes.
Oh man, I can just hear it now. We gotta keep this cheap, so let's put this in Brooklyn somewhere. I don't know. It's like, what? Alright, but let us know in the comments below what you guys think, and remember to hit that like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time on the Legendary Report.
The show goes on.